Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Sex in the Sea, our intimate connection with kinky crustaceans, sex-changing fish, romantic lobsters, and other salty erotica of the deep. By Mara J. Hart, narrated by Carla Mercer Meyer. Introduction. Getting your fins wet. It smells like sex. I couldn't shake that somewhat disturbing thought as I floated at the surface, watching the moonlight glisten off the ever-widening slick, the residue of the night's intimacy. The distinct, musty odor was undeniable. I guess I shouldn't have been so surprised. I had just spent the past 2 hours watching corals spawn. But that event looked so unlike sex that I never expected the aftermath to smell like it. As I pulled strands of mucousy coral goo out of my hair, I caught the eye of the other researchers, similarly engaged in despawning themselves. We smiled at one another with a knowing look. There is a certain level of bonding that occurs when floating amid the leftovers of one of nature's biggest orgies. That's the thing about sex in the sea. It is at once utterly foreign, yet there are hints of the familiar. But only just. For the most part, sex beneath the waves looks nothing like what we think of as intercourse. That's what happens after several hundred million years of intense battles over who can reproduce the most. Evolution gets a little funky. From the highest reef crests to the deepest trench in the sea, getting laid and not getting...